The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Speak Up Table. You know it, it's Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and today we are kicking off our election season programming. This is where you get to hear an in-depth, unrehearsed discussion of the big issues that you voters are facing. Don't be a yard sign voter. Be informed and share this good information with others. Today, Pondere Mayor Steve Geiger joins us to discuss the 1% sales tax, that local option sales tax. It's on their ballot. He's going to be on the phone with us. He's traveling, taking care of family. And by the way, another note for you to remember is that all of my interviews are recorded and posted up on the NorthIdahoRadio.com website. So if you miss a part of the show, you can listen later. Okay, let's take our first break and we will be right back with Pondere Mayor Steve Geiger.
Ladies Night is back October 2nd at Pro-X Home Center. Join us from 6 to 8 p.m. for food, games, and thousands of dollars in prize giveaways. Enjoy 20% off select in-store items and don't miss our one-night-only BOGO paint sale. Plus, local and national vendors will be on hand. And the first arrivals get a limited edition shirt. Everyone who attends is entered to win our door prizes and our grand prize valued at $400. It's Ladies Night October 2nd at Pro-X Home Center. Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss it.
Right now at Les Schwab Tires, it's the Fall Tire Fest. Save up to $120 instantly on select sets of four all-terrain tires. Get dependable all-weather traction for your everyday commute and your off-road adventures. And every tire comes with America's best tire warranty. 60-day satisfaction guarantee, no hassle road hazard protection, and free maintenance for the life of your tires. Just another way you'll get more from less. Stop by a store or shop online at leschwab.com. Limited time offer while supplies last. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Pondere, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Selkirk Press, your hometown printer since 1924. From concept to completion in one location. They offer in-house graphic design, printing, copying, laminating, coil binding, mailing services, even pickup and delivery. That means faster service and convenience for you. Any order, large or small, Selkirk Press will make you look good on paper. Selkirk Press, 1714 Industrial Drive by Sandpoint Airport. Helping you stand out with custom in-house printing and design.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Okay, everyone, welcome back in. Join me as we say hello and welcome to Pondere Mayor Steve Geiger joining us by phone. Mayor Steve, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Barbara. It's great to be here, and I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit about our local option tax that's coming up on the ballot.
Absolutely. You know, our audience, I don't know how many of our audience, a lot of the, or all of Pondere people know you, but let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us about like where you grew up and a little bit about your experience and your training.
Well, Barbara, I grew up in Southern California. I moved to Idaho in 1992. I was 25 years old and couldn't stand the rat race of Southern California and moved up here, brought the family, and continued what I always have done my entire life, which I'm a painting contractor. And this area has just been really great for that for us. And, you know, I didn't plan on getting into the local politics, but in about 2008, after being asked about three times to be on the city council, I was finally appointed and served 6 years on the city council, had a two-year break, and I'm in my third term as mayor, so I've got 10 years under my belt now, and just been a great opportunity to get to know the community and really have an insight into how the future is going to be heading for our community.
You know, Steve, I have a lot of respect. Well, there's all kinds of avenues that people have in their careers, and then they add politics or they go in full-time to politics. But I want you to know I have a tremendous amount of respect for businessmen and businesswomen who come into politics because they bring a very definite, you know, business point of view, you know, dollars and cents, profit and loss, you know, keep your eye on the bottom line. And I just think, and plus they understand the importance of good employees. So anyway, I really like that experience. Are you still doing painting contract? Are you retired from that now, or are you?
No, Barbara, I'm not at all. I run about 30 employees during the summer months. We're very busy. Our area is growing quite rapidly, and we feel that pressure. So, no, I'm absolutely fully working both jobs at the time.
All right. Not that it's the purpose of our interview, but what's the name of your business?
Well, it's In-N-Out Painting.
Okay. I was going to say I thought I knew that because In-N-Out Painting did painting Umpty Dumpty years ago in a house that Gary and I built. So anyway,
all right.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you betcha.
All right. Well, our business at hand is the local option tax. And I think there are people that don't, when we say a local option sales tax or a local option tax, they don't understand exactly what that is. Would you help us understand some of the key points about what communities are eligible for a local option tax and how it actually operates?
You bet. So to be eligible, you need to be basically designated a resort city, and you need to have a population of less than 10,000 people, which we clearly do. We probably have around 1,300 or 1,400 residents in our community. So, you know, the local option tax is based on your sales tax of goods that you purchase. Anywhere that currently charges a sales tax with our tax would add 1% to those sales. We did cap it that if any ticket item goes over $1,000, that there is absolutely zero tax on that ticket. Therefore, we are not taxing vehicles, large ticket purchase items, and things like that. It's the stuff that's under the $1,000 mark that actually gets that tax. So I guess, for example, if you spent $500 in our community a week, you would contribute $5 in taxes. So it's not an addition to any taxes that we currently have. It's basically going to replace the one, hopefully, that we lost last year with this upcoming ballot.
Steve, that's very interesting because it's not a restriction that they have on the local option tax. Is Pondere or the city council, the people that put this together or to extend the 1% to not tax? If you're over 1,000, then there's no tax.
Exactly. So that's on each ticket sale item.
Individual ticket sale item. So, just thinking out loud, why did you decide not to put the 1% on the 999 and then over 1,000, no tax?
You know, because we have a lot of people that purchase large ticket items. For example, if you were to purchase, a $50,000 car in Pondere, you'd be able to save that 1% by purchasing anywhere elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, we want to not take the competition away from our retailers. And the first time when I was on city council, when this tax was ran, that was the biggest opposition that we had, that you're taxing absolutely everything. So, and one thing comes to mind, we're not taxing the hotels because it's got its own separate category. So it's not going to tax any hotels as well.
Okay. Just kind of an FYI, we do tax, we do have a hotel tax, I guess it's called. Is that what it's called? Or a visitor tax in I think it's Airbnbs and hotels pay. But Pondere does not have that for, because you have several along 95 North there, a couple of hotel motels, don't you?
We do. And that is a separate tax, which is in our community called a bed tax, which we did pass.
Okay.
We passed it last May, Barbara, and that will go into effect this coming January. We were at 7%, and we have upped that to 10%.
Okay. Listen, I don't want to sound like I think all taxes are good, because I don't, but I think a bed tax to capture that for our visitors and our tourist people are, I mean, everywhere you travel, you pay that, or you almost everywhere you travel, there is that additional fee, and I think it's fair, and I think it's good. Okay, so back to the 1% sales tax. This is not in addition to the 1% that's already in effect. Is that correct?
So we do not have a sales tax, LOT, in effect currently, as it did not pass the last November election.
So I don't pay that
zero tax.
So I don't pay that 1% at Walmart anymore. I thought I paid 1%.
Nope.
When did that end, though? Because I was paying 7% at Walmart.
That ended basically January 1st of this past year, 25
of this year. All right. Well, I'm so used to paying it, I didn't even notice it. So this reestablishes that 1%, right?
It does. Yes.
Okay.
It does.
Okay. So apart from the big ticket items, in any of the public hearings you've had, are people trending that they're in favor, if people in Pondere are trending in favor, or were they pretty vocal and saying, no, we don't want this anymore?
It's strange because I haven't heard any opposition. No one's called me about any negative points about this tax. Neither myself or the council has had anything negative about it. And I think last time it was just, I guess, not the best time to run it. We had about a 50% in favor and 50% against last time, and we actually need a 60% majority to pass the tax.
Okay, so it's only the registered voters in Pondere that can that have a voice in this. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, we had a great program a couple of weeks ago, Steve, with Mike Rosedale, who is the Bonner County Clerk, and they handle all of our elections, and they help us understand every year. He comes in with me and to explain, this is how you get registered, this is how you get an absentee ballot, this is how it works. And so I'm interested if you have any statistics or any way of measuring. Of your population, you said about 1,400 people. Are those
correct.
All adults? You're talking about adults, or is that like all God's children?
No, that's children. That's every soul in our community.
Okay, so of those that are 18 and over then, eligible to be voters, do you have a sense of how many of them are actually registered?
I feel that when I look at the rolls, we have about roughly 650 registered voters in our community. And last time we had about, 480, 500 people vote altogether. We had about 80% turnout, which was pretty amazing.
That's really amazing. And you just, you had a, what, you caught my mind vibration, because that was my next question. Of the eligible voters, how many actually turn out?
Right.
So that 80% is really, boy, do I like that for Pondere participation. That's great.
It is, you know, and that was the highest percentage that we've ever had. Typically, we only have about 40%, but I'm thinking with the presidential election and other measures on the ballot that it just drew a lot of attention.
Yeah, presidential always pulls people out, and then they vote everything else that's on the ballot. So this is a, kind of a midterm one. So I wonder if we're going to get that 80% this time around.
I wouldn't think so. I think it'd be more down to that 40% traditional. We do have two councilmen up for re-election, which nobody threw their hat in the ringer, so they're getting it by default.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the last two elections, we have had no one contested my race or councilors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty interesting.
I don't know, Steve. I might not say they're going to get it or you get it if you're not opposed. By default, I would say you get it by contentment and satisfaction.
Yeah. People think we're probably doing a pretty good job.
Either that or they want you to stay doing it because they don't want to do it.
There's a lot of that. You know, I do wish more people would, you know, become involved in their local politics and show up to meetings. We do like hearing from our folks, that's for sure.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I mean, it's not my quote, but it's been spoken a lot. Democracy, and that's the little d democracy, because we are a capital R republic, but democracy is a participation sport. I mean, you know, everybody needs to be involved.
That's very true.
Yeah. All right. We are up against our next break, Steve. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us on the phone, and we'll be right back, everybody. We're going to do a little business of our own right now.
Lenaque Realty has a new home listing with a price reduction. Nestled on a private 10 acres, a rancher with two stories, six bedrooms, and three baths. Perfect for horse and livestock in a rural setting. County-maintained road frontage located just 12 minutes from Sandpoint. This home combines proximity to town and peace and privacy of a rural setting. Priced down to $679,000. See the professionals at Lenaque Realty. LenaqueRealty.com.
Why choose Croc Coatings for your concrete?
Our neighbor had Croc Coatings come up and do their driveway. And so I watched theirs for a year or two, and it looked fantastic. And I got a hold of Kylie at Croc Coatings, and she was fantastic. Everything went perfectly. It went exactly as she said it would. The coating that Croc put on solved all the problems. Not only would I recommend Croc Coatings, but I have.
One thing people don't realize is our product actually makes a chemical bond with the concrete. Most of our competitors and other products you have to annually maintain. Because those products sit on top, or they evaporate, or they wear off, or they pressure wash off, ours does not do any of that. So ours is making a chemical bond with the concrete, comes one with the concrete. It's not going anywhere.
Upgrade your garage, patio, or basement today with a new Croc floor. Go to croccoatings.com/radio. That's croccoatings.com/radio.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only, with great savings on seasoned Prairie Fresh pork loin roast, $4.98 each. Angus beef New York steak, value pack, $8.98 a pound. Jenny O bone-in turkey breast, 98 cents a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
Sale prices not available in Spokane and Colville.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
The Forge Artisan Pizza offers a wide variety of pizza styles. Fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. Started as a small pop-up, serving Neapolitan pizzas at local wine bars and beer halls, and now a full-service restaurant. The Forge Pizza creates everything in-house from scratch. Only organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Everybody, welcome back into the Speak Up Table. We are talking today with Ponderay Mayor Steve Geiger. He's joining us by phone, and we're focusing in on several things, but our main discussion is the local option. It's a non-property tax, a local option sales tax to take effect if passed in Ponderay for the businesses that charge sales tax. Mayor, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it. You know, you were talking about when you were first encouraged to sit on the city council, and then you were reelected to city council, and then you ran for mayor, and now you're a third term mayor and unopposed in the last election. Two questions for you. First of all, when do you run for reelection again?
That would be in 2 years from this November, so I guess it would be in 27.
Okay, so you run again. There'll be a primary in May probably for that, and then the election is in November 27.
You know, we won't have a primary. Cities I've never heard having a primary.
Okay.
I think that's primarily for your county officials and up.
Okay. Yes, I think that is correct. I just figure if there's somebody that would be, but because you don't run Republican or Democrat, you know, you're just all in the mix.
Sure.
So my second question then is, obviously you have a dedication here. City council and then mayor, you're obviously in it for kind of the long haul, at least right now. What are some of the political standards or political pillars that you stand on as you look at things to do in your community or you assess different things? What makes up the integrity of what you do as mayor?
You bet. So, you know, from having that business background, I'm always looking to the future. How can we sustain things efficiently, economically, preparing for the future? And our city is growing. Our county is growing. And we are going to need new areas for a police department and potentially a city hall. And these are the things that I prioritize moving forward. I personally want to try to set the city up so that we are going to be successful in the long term. And we've actually done quite a bit of that. We have purchased a piece of property that would be ideal for a police department in the future. It could possibly house a fire department next to us, which we have nothing to do with, but it's a great spot on Kootenai Cutoff Road next to the EMS there where the ice rink is currently.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to things like that. We just want to do things, you know, that could be positive for the health of our youth and our kids. A very high priority in our city is to, and that's why we have these taxes, to bring on these amenities that give us a healthy lifestyle in the future.
I really like that, especially bringing forward the kids to give them options and choices that are a lot healthier. They're not only athletic in some cases, but it's something other than some other choices that they have that are not all that good. Do you ever think that if Ponderay and Kootenai combined their resources, that you would get more bang for your buck, or does that not ever enter in? Does that enter into your thinking or the council's thinking?
You know, no, it doesn't, honestly. I mean, it does. It has surfaced. Everybody seems to think getting bigger is better, right? I know Sandpoint's approached us about combining law enforcement or or cities. And I'm a firm believer that smaller is better in this capacity. You're more closely connected to the people that you represent, and you're not just lost in a larger system. So Kootenai being a smaller community, that's interesting. I don't know how the dynamics would work there. People that live in Kootenai, those residents are partial to where they live, and it's people don't like change, you know. And I think they're content with how things are, and I don't know what that would take or how that would look, but I don't see that ever happening, to be perfectly honest, Barbara.
I think that, you know, what is the saying, Steve, you know, the local, you know, the federal, the Washington, D.C., even our quote unquote representatives and senators, I don't think they really know what's going on here sometimes, at least not in North Idaho. They might not know where they, Boise, but yeah, local knowledge, local school districts, you know, serving that. When you were talking, thought the police, how much better to have a police department where they know. They know the people who live and where they live.
That's exactly true. That's what we try to focus on in the future. And we are very community involved. We like to get out there. We know our communities. They know us. I think we do a great job at outreach.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right, back to the 1%, Mayor Steve.
You bet.
You had a 1% tax that was up until this January in effect. And so of the revenue that you received, do you know how much revenue you received from the previous 1%? How much of it was 100% of it, you know, got to come into Ponderay, and how did you spend it?
Yeah, that's the great thing about this tax is that it, and all the revenues come to the city. Nothing goes to the state. We already do a very good job for our state in producing an extreme amount of money for them with our businesses and our community.
Yes.
So the last term was 5 years, and we created $15.3 million of tax on that 1%, a little over $3 million annually.
And how at $3 million annually, so it was 5 years. That's incredible. That's excellent.
That's more than our entire budget that we operate the city on.
Yeah.
So
$15 million over 5 years. And how did you spend that money?
So what we did with that money, there were two items on that ballot that we could use the money for because it's restricted, and it was for Lakeshore Access, which with this LOT we received, we were able to secure a grant for $1.7 million for all the engineering and design of an underpass going under the railroad connecting to the Ponderay Bay Trail, which would be in the location directly behind the Hoodow, where we have our Ponderay Neighbor Day event every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to secure all of the waterfront property along the bay in our city, roughly 15 acres. We purchased some property next to the Harbison Field, a couple more acres there. So now we have about 8 acres with that facility. And then up at the Field of Dreams, we were able to complete the first phase, which was the 4 fully lit artificial soccer fields, concessions. We had to widen Highway 95 with the turn bay. So, you know, that's where all that money went. That was close to $10 million spent up at that Field of Dreams.
So do you still have some unspent money from that first 1%?
We do have some money that is unspent. It's less than $1 million for sure, and that is to help maintain the Field of Dreams in its current position with some staffing and maintenance of those items up there.
You know, I think it's important for our audience to understand, first of all, that 100% of the 1% local options tax stays in Ponderay. For the purposes that, and all the purposes of that money, and we're going to get to them for the new one, are on the ballot. A, A curiosity question. Remind me of the other sale, the 6% Idaho sales tax. How much of that, whatever is raised by Ponderese, what percent do you get back on every tax dollar?
Well, I appreciate you asking that question, Barbara, because that's ingrained in my head, and yeah. I get this out at every meeting that I can. So
exactly.
Our community is the breadwinner when it comes to making money and jobs in Bonner County. We send Boise about $28 million a year in that sales tax, which is about $65,000 every day. What we get for our hard work and the wear and tear on our streets and the enforcement and the police that we have is $145,000. That's less than 3 days.
You know.
And it's
how can that be? I mean,
it's appalling. I mean, basically, the state sets the criteria based on population. So we're a very small population with an extremely large commercial base. We're the breadwinners in Bonner County, North Idaho. We create more jobs and income in Ponderé than the entire county combined.
So you generate $28 million, and for all that effort, and like you just said, streets, police, you
yep.
know, you get $145,000 back. I mean, it just seems to me that, you know, our local representatives or senators, they need to be able to make exceptions.
Well, I have tried these last 10 years, Barbara. I have personally spoke to both governors, Otter and Little, and they always say it's a legislative issue. I have reached out to everybody that I can, and nobody wants to take on this.
Nobody wants to give up the money.
They don't, you know, and it's like, all I want is, you know, give us 500,000, you know, give me 10 days worth of what we produce.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad for sure.
Well, this will be a question. I just made a note to myself. I'm going to be talking, not this time around, of course, but the next time around to when we have senators and state representatives running for re-election. I mean, I realize that that small communities that generate kind of a disproportionate high amount should be getting a disproportionate high amount back. I'm on your side on this. So we'll see if
because if you look at a community that has twice our population and no commercial value, they get more money than us.
They're getting all your money.
We're supporting, we're subsidizing.
Exactly. Clearly you are.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I knew it was going to be off balance, but I had no idea, Steve. It was, this is just really just astounding.
It is.
Huh.
It is.
All right. So listen, we're up against our next break. This is our last break, everybody, and we're going to take it. And when we come back, what the mayor is going to talk about in regard to the 1% is that the new 1% that's on the ballot in November, how will that money, how much, I mean, $28 million, how much money he thinks that 1% will generate and how that money will be spent. Now, again, I just mixed up two things, didn't I, Steve? Regular sales tax, $28 million. Okay, that's the different one. But the 1%, 100% of the 1% sales tax stays in Ponderé. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Okay, everybody, stay with us.
Protect the interior of your vehicle from snow and water this season with WeatherTech Custom Fit Floor Mats from Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai. WeatherTech floor mats are laser measured to perfectly fit your vehicle for the best possible protection. If they don't have the set you're looking for, the helpful staff at Squeaky's Truck and Auto can help order their perfect set. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. no hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn, so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This October, turn up the wins at the Kootenai Casino. Ride off a winner in a new Yamaha Wolverine side-by-side. Earn entries all month and join us November 1st when one lucky winner will drive away with the jackpot. We're making it easy to stay and play. Book one night and get another free with rooms starting at just $99 Sunday through Thursday. Your second night good now through April 2026. Plus, two breakfast vouchers. Call now to get this great rate. At the spa at Kootenai, choose a warm sunflower body wrap plus anti-stress facial for $109. Or a warm sunflower body wrap plus 50-minute massage for $129. And it's local favorites at Springs Restaurant. Selkirk chicken fettuccine, chicken fried steak, fish and chips, and more for just $12 Sunday through Thursday. Join us in October and win all month long. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
For nearly 100 years, Adams Tractor has helped the Northwest knock out to-do list one tough job at a time. As your local Kubota dealer in Spokane and Lewiston, we're proud to back Washington State Athletics with the same grit we bring to every yard, field, and job site. From mowing to digging to plowing, Kubota delivers, and so do we. Visit AdamsTractor.com. Adams Tractor, nearly a century strong, powered by Kubota, fueled by Krug Pride.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
Everybody, welcome back in. We're talking with Ponderé Mayor Steve Geiger today. We've covered a lot of topics, but our main focus is that ballot coming up in November, which is the 1% local option non-property tax that the voters of Ponderé get to vote. And then when we shop in Ponderé, we pay that 1%. But here's the good part of that local option tax. 100% of that tax stays in Ponderé. And Mayor Steve Geiger, I just really appreciate you taking time on your travels to pause and call us. So thank you again for that.
Of course. You bet.
I just did some calculation on the commercial break on the other sales tax, the Idaho sales tax, that 6% that everybody pays all over the place. You send 28 million. I think you ought to get 10% back. That'd be 2.8 million. I think that would be a completely reasonable cut.
I would totally agree.
You would
with
agree
you.
With that. I figured you would. I don't think 500,000 is pushing it far enough. I think you ought to go for the 2.8 and see what they say.
Yeah.
Well, I already made a note. Like I told you, I'm going to ask our candidates on that.
I appreciate that.
That's outrageous. I mean, 145,000. I mean, I don't want to make 145,000 not sound like a lot of money, but honestly, that doesn't go very far when you're talking about roads and police.
Not at all.
You know,
we'd actually, like I told him, if we even made the interest off that money, we'd be better off than what we're doing right now at $145,000.
No kidding.
It's pretty pathetic.
All right. Yeah. So now back to the 1%. The 1% sales tax, the additional local option tax, 100% of that stays in Ponderé. That's about $15 million. Are you budgeting like $15 million for the next budget cycle if this passes?
No, Barbara, because, you know, we just do this annually, so we would budget annually.
We would
save up those funds to do a project. But just so that you know, we're going to run this for a 10 years, what we're asking the voters for on November 4th.
Okay.
We're going to go for a 10-year term on this.
So 10 years, maybe $3 million a year, you're thinking. So yeah, that's
30, 35 million.
Excellent. So, all right, let's share with our listeners how you think if it passes that 30 to 35 million local option tax can be used in Ponderé. What are your plans?
Well, we're going to continue what we've started with the two main focuses of lakeshore access and the sports complex. And at the sports complex, you know, we have a 50-acre site. We have a little less than half of it developed. The next phases could include a baseball field, a field house, a permanent indoor ice rink. We would have a pavilion, a kids' playground area, food courts, parking, trails, lots of great amenities in that quadrant of our city up there.
Are you planning an indoor swimming pool?
You know, there are some folks out there that are working on that. That's a very large project. Could be closer to $100 million.
Yeah.
So there are folks that are working on that, and we are trying to assist and maybe have the area to do that if things work out. I think it would be a great fit next to the ice rink, to be honest.
Yeah. A swimming pool is also pretty high maintenance. It's just really, there's a lot of hygiene and cleaning and maintaining year-round that is involved in all of that.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Okay, and so let me ask a quick question on your lakeshore access.
You bet.
So what is that? I know it's hard to do the geography without a map and a TV, but so what's that access going to be? Tell us again how that will be completed in over the next years.
Well, you know, like I mentioned before, with the last round of local option tax dollars, we received a $1.7 million build grant for the designing and engineering of that underpass, which is getting close to coming to an end, which means we will be ready for the actual construction portion of this. So with that, you're talking probably a $20 million project. If we get a grant, go for a grant, which we will have to, there'll be, have to be a required city match, which is going to be at least a couple million, if not more. So, you know, the community backed us in this. We've started this, and, you know, I think the community would like to see this finished one day so that we actually have safe access to our lakeshore, because right now you got to illegally cross two sets of train tracks. So,
yeah.
Again, like I mentioned, that's directly behind the Hoot Owl. We now have roughly 8 acres. We've got a great design with parking. The stage and the amphitheater area that we've started to create will have eventually bathrooms and a kids' court area. So it's going to be an amazing amenity to connect both our communities, Sandpoint and Ponderé, via the trail.
No kidding. I think it's excellent. You know, this is an opinion show, Steve, so I get to say what I want. I know as mayor, you might be a little bit more restricted, but I wish I lived in Ponderé because I'd vote in favor of this for sure. I think this is just like a no-brainer almost to me.
Right.
Definitely, let's do this. It's all for good, and it all stays in Ponderé, which really is going to benefit all of us. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, I think it's really good. Streets and stormwater projects are also on the list to help with existing street budget.
Yes. So the other two items that will go along with this local option tax is our city is designating $500,000 a year into roads and stormwater. So that's going to really help with the congestion and the growth of our city and updating our roads and creating better connectivity. So that would also, you know, come straight out of that tax. And then the last one that after being in this position for 10 years, you figure things out is seeing what goes on in communities around you and facilities that are built and don't have basically the operating capital for maintenance and operations. We are looking to do an endowment for the parks and recreation program for the Field of Dreams and Access. And we're going to put $1 million. The first $1 million goes into an endowment, and then all the interest off of that $30 million will end up going into the endowment, creating at least a $2 million endowment by the end of this term of local option tax dollars, which in return will give us that $100,000 a year for the ongoing maintenance and operations. And honestly, Barbara, I'd love to see our city continue to put into the endowment and get that to grow with the city so that in the long-term benefit, we will always have those funds to maintain and operate these facilities, and there won't be any question as to, because that's one of the main things that we get. How are you going to maintain it? How are you going to operate this, all this money? And this is how we're going to do it. We don't want it to be shouldered off of our budget and sales tax or property tax dollars. We want to create this fund to help maintain this well into the future.
You know, there's a lot of wisdom in a lot of the things you've said, and this that you just covered, this endowment fund for the maintenance, is wisdom, financial wisdom. And I wonder, mm-hmm. were you thinking of that funny looking building over here at Traverse Park and maintaining that one? Okay, I take that back. But it's true. You know, there was just nothing, nothing was set aside to pay those incredible heating and air conditioning bills.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't want to be in that position. And we do want the amenity. We want the positive things for our youth and residents for the entire region.
Yeah.
And we want to do it responsibly.
Yes, 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 to do it responsibly. I also, just the whole lake access and then the, whether it's baseball and indoor ice rink, you know, as the years go on, to have these facilities and have the maintenance available to cover the costs of maintaining and replacing and cleaning and all of that good stuff. Can you believe it? We are out of time. I will have you back for sure, for sure. I thank you so much for being with us today. Wish you the best, and I'll get a chance to say hello to you, I hope, when you get back in town.
Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Okay, everybody, that's it for today. Next week, we continue our ballot issues for you with Sandpoint Mayor Jeremy Grimm and the November ballot issue for them, the wastewater treatment bond. You know I'm all about America 250. Check it out. Teach your children well. And my quote today is from Samuel Adams. He was a key founder of America. He signed the Declaration of Independence. He served in the Continental Congress, and he was governor of Massachusetts. And all the records in his journal show that he was a devout and outspoken Christian who believed in Jesus. And this is what he said, quote, "The public cannot be too curious concerning the characters of public men." And I would just add for today, public men and public women, and I'm thinking this could be a byline for my show. I cannot be too curious. Okay, everybody, that's it for today. God bless America.